Exodus chapter 38, verse 6 to 10. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles into their rings, on the sides of the altar, with which to carry it. He made a hollow with boards. And he made the laver of bronze and a space of bronze, from the mirrors of the serving women, who served at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he made the court. On the south side, southward, the hangings of the court were fine twin linen, 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 sockets were of bronze. The hooks of the pillar and their connecting rods were of silver.
In Numbers 16, we see that the bronze used to overlay the altar came from the censers of 250 rebellious ones who were judged by God with fire. After God judged them, he charged Moses to take the bronze censers and use them to overlay the altar. Thus, the bronze overlaying the altar indicates judgment. In typology, copper, bronze, and brass all signify God's judgment. When Christ was on the cross, he was a man, signified by the acacia wood, but he was overlaid with bronze, with God's judgment. Unlike the ark, which was overlaid with gold, signifying God's nature, the altar was overlaid with bronze, signifying God's righteous judgment. Thus, as a man who died on the cross, Christ was fully judged by God as our substitute. He bore for us the judgment which we should have borne. He was fully covered, overlaid by God's judgment. On the cross, he was a man judged by God.